Parents dream of a bright future for their children and hope their sons and daughters will grow up happy. Commentator Rosalind Kirkel says that can be the hardest wish to fulfill.
My son Lauren was a rising star in the fourth largest computer software company in the world. He made time to help his colleagues and remember his friends. He made his parents proud. Yet every day he struggled to get out of bed, though he told no one. As a college freshman, he was diagnosed with major depression. "What do I do to lick this?" he asked. He was optimistic. I can still see him in my mind's eye when he left sunny Colorado for college in Minnesota. He could make a meal, wash and iron his clothes, balance his checkbook. He'd completed Army basic training for the National Guard to help pay his student loans. He was 19. We hugged and kissed goodbye, and he drove off in his black Volkswagen Rabbit. My son was launched. I was an empty nester with memories. After his diagnosis in college, he started treatments, tried them all, for the next 10 years. Psychotherapy, prescription drugs, dietary supplements, acupuncture, ECT, shock therapy, support groups, religion, all to no avail. A clean young man, he didn't smoke, drink, or take illegal drugs. He wanted to manage this mental illness, to have a life. Oh, how he wanted to live, but it was not to be. 3 months before his 31st birthday, he felt he had exhausted his options. Feeling hopeless, worn out from the pain and stigma of depression and mental anguish, my beloved son committed suicide. On his maternal side, he was the only son and only grandson of Holocaust survivors, a first-generation American. He would have turned 33 in April. Nearly 19 million Americans suffer from depression. For most of them, treatment is successful through a combination of medication and psychotherapy. Yet for the 20% for whom treatment fails, suffering can be unbearable. So much that the National Institute for Mental Health warns that suicide can be a complication of depressive illness. And the National Institute for Health says more Americans die of suicide than homicide. We need more research to improve and expand treatment, more awareness to reduce the shame and stigma, and more education to get people the treatment they need. There are popular myths that people who kill themselves want to die or have given up on life by choice. But my son, Lauren, wanted to live. Depression destroyed his dreams and joys and ultimately took his life. It is too late for my son, but not too late to save the dreams and joys of others.
The comments of Rosalind Kirkel, a professional storyteller and writer in Denver.